This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, they've entered the second half, Argentina and Germany, in the 2014 World Cup. I'm Alex Jones, your host. They're scoreless right now. It'll likely go into overtime. This is history happening right now. We won't cover a top NSA whistleblower saying it's about social control and a total takeover of society. We won't cover the end of America and our border being dissolved. We won't cover Homeland Security publicly training for national gun confiscation that'll cause a civil war, or over 1,000 dead in just the last 2 days in Ukraine as fighter bombers attack major cities and Russian troops mass on the border. We won't cover Al-Qaeda, ISIS, slaughtering every Christian they can get their hands on in multiple countries. No, ladies and gentlemen, there has been no goal!
They shot, stabbed, and bludgeoned 9 people to death, committing one of the most heinous crimes in history.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. And then we come back Sundays live. We are L-I-V-E on 7:13 at 4:01 and 2 minutes exactly, Central Standard Time. Hey, forget about the shadow of atomic fear. Will we win the fight for peace or will we disappear? Because none of that matters. All that matters today is Deutschland and Argentina in a major battle for the World Cup 2014. And we've got record ratings worldwide on ESPN and Telemundo. I think that's really what matters right now. So I want to apologize and open the phones up for the full broadcast to discuss the World Cup, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we'll be discussing today, is all the people of the world losing their basic liberties, losing their freedoms under total social engineering, watching simulated combat, ritualized male combat on the soccer field. Only places allowed for male combat is in simulated sports, simulated gladiatorial events, bread and circus, while the real game of life goes on all around us. And Eric Holder, the mafia chief, openly declares his main enemy to be domestic Tea Party groups who he says are planning major attacks. And Obama says it may even be nuclear. Now, how do you think Obama would ever get total control? What would you do if you were Obama? I'm going to have to leave office in about a year and a half. Would you steal everything, shut off the power plants, open the borders, try to bankrupt the country, sign us on to more derivatives, devalue the dollar, fund Al-Qaeda worldwide? Yeah, you'd do all that, but you'd also stage terror attacks, which they now say are imminent by the Tea Party. They trained the Pentagon that we're about to attack. We've never attacked. And then magically they say it's about to happen. And when it happens, all the reporters are going to be so upset on the news about whatever daycare center at a federal facility the feds bomb again. Like in 95. It's like a dog to vomit. These criminals do the same thing over and over again. So that's what I'm thinking about today. Even though, I gotta be honest with you, I grew up playing golf a little bit, and I grew up playing soccer, so I play football too. But I like sports that are on in the background, so you're not watching it. I like football, but it's just every play and it just dominates the part of your conversation. It's kind of fun to have golf in the background. It's, you know, because you wait a few minutes, somebody hits, and then you see the hole in one or whatever, or see the bogey, or see whatever's going on, or somebody chipped from the sandbox. And soccer I kind of like. It's just on in the background, kind of the roar of the crowd's kind of soothing like the ocean, kind of a white noise sound, and then, goal. So I kind of like World Cup. Maybe I've been wrong. Maybe I shouldn't care about freedom. Just watch that.
From the water table. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment. Take a hold of his thumb and break it.
We're live. The 13th day of July. 24th. It's Sunday. Strap yourselves in.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal offices.
And they're now in the White House.
California.
They took the babies out of incubators.
The next time they plant the bombs, they'll blame it on us.
USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation.
False flag.
Into what happened, an acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
Tell us about Santa Claus next.
Possibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed.
The Navy SEALs spoke out.
Most of them are U.S. Navy
SEALs. That it was fake.
There may be a false flag incident where some ship goes down and used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans and everybody in between, that we all hated the bank.
That's why you voted for it.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
It's now about 3 billion.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is not a game. Thank you for joining us on this July 13th, 2014 live worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we will open the phones up at the bottom of the hour and then for the balance of the transmission. We're here every Sunday, syndicated across the land, and we return weekdays with a syndicated broadcast, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Well, where to begin today? Where to start? Our own David Knight has interviewed him. Our own Darren McBrain has interviewed him. I think I should interview him. And, of course, he's William Binney, who was basically fourth in command of the National Security Agency. And he quietly quit a decade ago because of the focus on the general public and the total dragnet. He has told a conference in London, and he's in the front page of the London Guardian this Sunday, that the ultimate goal of the NSA is total population control. And that when he was at the NSA a decade ago, 80% of all calls were recorded. He estimates now everything is recorded with the computing power. And I've interviewed many other top whistleblowers, like one of the guys that headed up an entire division of NSA internal security. And it's, by the way, I want to get Wayne Madsen on this week. It's been too long. Get me on probably 3 months. That's why I knew about all this. I mean, I didn't just get on air and say everything's being listened to illegally. They're paying billions a year to telecoms to do it in a big boondoggle. I didn't just come up with that. I've been on the air almost 20 years. I didn't just come up with that. I had the whistleblowers who were talking to Congress on C-SPAN, and I would just tell my producer, hey, call up and set them up for the show. This stuff is all on C-SPAN. It's all in different political publications that are more technical. But the general public gets their news from CNN, MSNBC, and folks, you're not going to be told about this on these channels. The Guardian was about to go bankrupt 2 years ago until the NSA story broke. Now they basically read like InfoWars.com every day. They have narrowed their loss and are about to go profitable. That's a nice little story for the rest of the dying mainstream media. If you weren't such lapdogs to the establishment, so happy to cover anything and everything up, people would read your publications, they would subscribe, they would support you. But the New York Times has been bankrupt for about 5 years on record, and Carlos Slim, the big Mexican mob boss, owns it now. And it's just a joke. The establishment still pays to keep MSNBC and the New York Times going and CNN going, even though they're totally bankrupt on record. All three institutions are in the red for many years running because it's just there to act like everything's still okay. I mean, they all know they're collapsed. They all know it's over. Matt Drudge, back in 1999, gave a speech at the press club that I want to air in full next week. I had that a few months ago. We never did it. I want to write a note. I want to get that thing off the C-SPAN archives, and I want to augment it. I want to add headlines to the 20-minute speech or so, showing everything he said coming true, so it's not just him at the press club. I want to give that to McBreen Monday, maybe have it by next Thursday or Friday. And again, what we do is we kind of war game here on air with the producers and the crews. That's why everything you end up hearing later is discussed here on the broadcast. But I really, please put a note, because I already had that idea a few months ago. We didn't do it. I want to make sure that happens. And I want to get William Binney on, because I know he's been interviewed by other reporters, but not by me. And it's just, he's really making some hardcore statements now. And he's been persecuted, by the way, for it. So we're going to be getting him back on the broadcast. So that's story number one. We have a document cam shot. Today's not a low news day, but I only did about an hour of preparation today, about the customary 4 or 5 hours. So there's probably only 60, 70 news articles here. But let me just read you some headlines before I get into the top story in the next segment. The end of America. It's like the country had a heart attack. The heart's not beating. We've got 5 minutes for a defibrillator to get the heart going. 5 minutes politically is about a year. And we're already so screwed up. I don't know if the country can be revived, but it's going to be worse if we don't politically try to change things. It's kind of like we're going to crash. It's not kind of like it is. We're crash landing. Can we get the landing gear down? Can we try to slow the aircraft down and get the tail down instead of the nose? It's kind of down to that point. And you've all been conditioned to live in denial and just say conspiracy theory. No corruption in government, that's a conspiracy theory. No danger in powerful elites, that's a conspiracy theory. No tyranny in government's ever happened, as Obama said. Don't listen to people. He said back in January of this year that talk about always having tyranny around the corner. That's just a lie. Government's a force of good. Well, we bought into that, and now our goose is pretty much cooked. And I'm not very happy about the fact that I've been proven correct in spades. It's bittersweet. Because people aren't laughing anymore. In fact, really nobody laughs anymore. They just say, well, why don't you tell us how to fix it? Hey, man, I'm trying to just cover what the enemy's doing. I'm here as a wartime reporter showing how the whole world's being conquered by criminal con artist interests that own the media and own the federal law enforcement worldwide. And I know a lot of ways to fix things, but it's a process. And it's about you getting angry, you getting upset, you not complying, you getting involved. And most importantly, it's about people in the system realizing they've been compartmentalized, they've been lied to, and that this system is going to destroy them as well. Because I'd be for the status quo if you know, things weren't that bad. The status quo generally, historically, is better than change because you can get a violent revolution, and it tends to be worse in almost every case. But the globalist political system is a revolution against decency, against stability. It's very piratical. It's viral. It's cancerous. And it grows. It gets worse. It progresses. It doesn't get better. It gets worse. So you can debate with me all day if I'm right about this or right about that. The point is our house is burning down collectively. And all hands need to be on deck. We need to get serious and realize it's not like people 10 years ago, 20 years ago saying, if we don't turn things around, it's going to hurt our children. It's 20 years later. It's now our children. It's here. It's Judgment Day. Ron Paul's up on InfoWars.com. Globally, the libertarian leader, recognized worldwide, an icon. I interviewed him for 30 minutes Friday, and he said the collapse is close. It's imminent. We're already deep into it, but it's about to get more serious. Every major country is leaving the dollar right now. Wars are starting everywhere. Everything you expect during what leads into the greatest crisis humanity's ever seen. And if we don't survive this crisis, we'll have thermonuclear war, bare minimum, global depression and meltdown, and most of us won't live. Stay with us. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body. body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Infowars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
By the way,
it's Alex Jones.
That is not a good impersonator of Mike Judge. That's Mike Judge doing that. We're good buddies. Another fellow Austinite. Old Mike Judge has been a, I'm not dropping names, it's an interesting factoid. He's been a listener and a viewer since 1996. And he said in that one interview we did with him, it's an hour long on Infowars.com, it's a TV interview, video interview, at his house here in Austin, that I didn't even know this until he said it in the interview. I mean, I'd heard a little bit about it from Rick Linkletter a long time ago, but I was like, oh, yeah, right. You know, Hank Hill's a little bit of me, but so is Gribble, the conspiracy theorist. And then he goes, no, you are a composite in multiple characters in that show. So that shows how even when I was on Access Television, back in like 95, 96, 97, I was influencing the world. There's the headline. Animator Mike Judge, Idiocracy's Happening Now. Beavis and Butthead Save the World's the name of the documentary. If you want to go watch it. I think we aired that last year here. I'm going to get Mike back on. He said he'll come back on, but he's always out in Hollywood now, working on his hit show on HBO, Silicon Valley, which I don't watch a lot of TV, but I do watch some HBO. That's a great show, hilarious. Pretty racy, though, not a family show. I didn't mean to go off into a name-dropping issue. Quite frankly, they were airing a fun intro, and I was getting mad. I was like, no, we need serious intros. This is the most serious issues we can be discussing. And that it's just surreal to hear Beavis, you know, the voice of Beavis saying, yeah, Infowars.com. Yeah, yeah. It was funny. First time I played those liners, people were on YouTube when the video went out a day later going, I can do a better one than whoever's doing that. Like, you can't do better than the original. Because the original is the original. It's kind of like even if you did something better, some other character, it's still not better than the person that did the original. I don't know how to explain that to people. But it's that simple. It's that simple. Okay, side issue. It would be a viral video, but I can't release the videos I have of me and Mike shooting 50 caliber rifles and stuff out at his ranch. But that's another side issue. You know, I'm doing what I do so often. I am procrastinating. You smart, huh? Thought your head would be bigger. Look like a peanut. You know, a pimp's love is different than the love of a square. All right, I'm going to stop quoting Idiocracy right now. Most people don't even know what I'm talking about. We're going to do a review of Idiocracy soon because it is an evergreen film. And, you know, should Mike Judge make a Idiocracy too? I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it's being discussed. I'm not sure. But President Camacho will step down in the future, and it will be me. We'll play the president. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's enough. Yes, there is the FDA-approved pyramid of food. Brando is the top five slots. And then Carl's Jr.'s extra big butt fries. And then the other part of it is a Flatcherman. And, of course, the futuristic coffee place, Starbucks. All right, that's enough. I'm already 23 minutes into this transmission, 24 minutes now, and I'm not being serious, and I should be serious. It's not a good thing that I'm being joking around today. But that tends to happen. Let me just read some of these headlines. Let's just see if I can do it once in my life. Feds ask churches to house migrant families. Daily Caller, they're already paying the churches to do it in a criminal conspiracy, and that is now going public, so they're acting like they just now announced it. This is a plan to collapse the border. Illegals released in U.S. given 3 years until court date, according to the Border Patrol. basically fiat legalization. McLaughlin Group says Rick Perry handling a border crisis bolsters 2016 chances. Colorblind Harry Reid comes out and says that he said that five white men racistly, anti-feminine movement, engaged in the Hobby Lobby ruling, but it wasn't five white men. One of them was black. Clarence Thomas, top Virginia official, illegals have more privacy than Americans under Obama. Yeah, congressmen can't even get in to inspect, and senators can't. What's going on with these kids? Here's some of the other news. Mexico and Guatemala fast-track delivery of illegals to Mexico. New regional visitor card grants permission to travel to Rio Grande. That's right. Mexico issues a regional traveler card as long as you only stay on the train to the United States. That's from WorldNet Daily with Dr. Corsi. Continuing, CNN report only costs $1.30 to do that. BP, Border Patrol agent, 70% of agents being pulled off patrols for paperwork. We're going to get to that clip in a minute. Holder says, yes, the immigration laws are being enforced. They've just decided to legalize everybody. So that's just some of the news we have on that front. Let's get to those clips. Let's get to those clips right now, because that's really important. This is Border Patrol agent Hector Garza. First, let's play the clip from earlier in the week, not the new clip, where he says what I've been saying for a month since we broke the video of the feds giving him vouchers at the border on Greyhound to go anywhere they want. Just anybody. You old man, young person, murderer, criminal, child. The child thing's a red herring. That's only one small portion of this. The senior Border Patrol agent, we talked to the head of the union as well, concurring, says that it's basically an ordered stand down and that the Border Patrol now is the illegal immigrant importation agency. It's harder for a citizen to get back into the U.S. than for an illegal alien. So this is lawlessness by government. Here's that clip.
When you say that the federal government's aiding and abetting, sounds like they're supposed to be protecting this border. You mean aiding and abetting. What do you mean specifically?
Actually, what's happening is that the federal government is actually completing the smuggling cycle by having a parent sending their child to the U.S. border, having them smuggled. That is only part of the smuggling cycle. Then it comes to the federal government steps in, we apprehend them, we process these illegal aliens, and then we release them to their family members in the U.S.
Yeah.
We just completed that smuggling cycle. Now,
all right, let's go to his next clip just yesterday where he talks about, this is all just a fact. I mean, I don't just believe him. He's an honorable person going under a lot of heat to tell the truth. We've talked to the president, the vice president of the Border Patrol Union. Now they've been given gag orders. Let's talk to him privately. You've heard them a lot on the show. Now you don't, because there's a federal gag order. But a gag order doesn't stand if a gag order so somebody can child molest, or a gag order so somebody can ship narcotics into school grounds. I mean, Obama and Holder's gag orders, they can do you know what with them. Seriously. They can stick them where the sun doesn't shine. And I don't mean to use so much French these days, but I mean, when your border's collapsing, it's the proper term to use. This is treason. Ploward and Piven bankrupt the country, and thousands of socialists are now descending on Southern California where the border's open. We had video of it last week when our reporters were down there openly saying, no, this is Ploward and Piven. We're collapsing the border. The immigrants vote socialist. We're going to get your guns. I mean, they're not even hiding it. Let's go to this clip as we go to break. Here's the same Border Patrol agent talking about 70% of Border Patrol is doing paperwork now.
Border Patrol agents are not actually patrolling the border right now, that they're actually dealing with the crisis of handling the concerns tied to those children?
Approximately 70% of the Border Patrol agents have been reassigned for administrative duties, and those duties include the processing of aliens,
right,
caring for aliens.
We're going to break. Legalizing them. So the Border Patrol is now the Border Importation Agency. The dregs of the world. Criminals.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are His Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be His Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com. Unveilingthem.com.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact.
And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems here.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is awesome.
I love it too, man. I love that Obamacare has 21 taxes, 7 on them on poor people. And that's not counting other hidden taxes like making them cut people from full-time to part-time to avoid Obamacare. Yeah, stalling the country out, shipping in unlimited illegal aliens, making them legal instantly for 3 years. I mean, it is just awesome to have people that hate the average American worker so much running the country. And what's incredible about it is it's really happening. We really have a government that ships the illegals in, has a deal with Mexico to legalize the Guatemalans and other Central and South Americans to then conduit them up on big trains to our border where they're loaded by the tens of thousands per day onto buses and shipped under any name they want around the country. And then it was even in mainstream news on Friday. I couldn't believe it. When the TSA admitted we've been told to let illegals fly without IDs. You know, I've seen that many times where I'm being groped and children are being groped and there's naked body scanners and we're all suspects while the government funds Al-Qaeda and ISIS worldwide. It's all about training us for slaves, but I've seen illegals with no ID. They don't even call somebody over to speak Spanish. They just let them through to fly. Breitbart, exclusive, TSA allowing illegals to fly without verifiable ID, says Border Patrol Union. Yeah, I've seen that myself and talked about it for years because it's all a hoax. It's an out-of-control government and bureaucracy and corporate interests that are anti-free market monopolist that control it that want us to learn to be prisoners. And as the number four former head of the NSA, William Binney has now told the London Guardian the ultimate goal of the NSA is total population control. Control. They know what you're buying, what you're doing. And you're like, well, I don't care. They use that info to game the markets, and they give that info to select interests who can then corner the market. It's like high-frequency trading with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan plugged into the stock market, gaming it. It's like a casino. But people think, oh, I'll win in the system. No, you won't. Not unless you're one of the gamers. In other news, bloggers' surveillance in Obama's Orwellian state. Obama's Orwellian state. No, it's the political class's Orwellian state. Don't just blame Obama. He's bad enough. But this is whistleblower. NSA stores 80% of all phone calls, not just metadata. Pentagon correspondent for the New York Times refers to Americans as children. The New York Times says the media and government work together to keep the truth from us, and he goes on to describe us. It's a disgusting article. Tom Shanker, working with the NSA and CIA, as the relationship between the government and media is like a marriage. It is dysfunctional, to be sure, but we stay together for the kids. Jeffrey Dahmer did what he did for the kids as well. He grabbed them off the street, and you know what he did for the children. And now we've got to legalize all these people because they're only advertising the teenagers that are the future Democratic voting group. And again, I'm not even a Republican, but I'm sitting here watching the Republican Party. We need a third and fourth party, but I'm watching the only other party that the libertarians are trying to take over commit suicide because its leadership has been bought off, Boehner, you name it. And it's just insane. It's insane. Political correctness is a suicide pact. Obama calls GOP lawsuit over executive outreach. I want to cue that up and play it. A political stunt. Obama unloaded on House Republicans in a plan to sue him for executive outreach. This has been going on for a while, but it's back in the news today. And Al Gore wants it criminalized to disagree with him that you know we should basically pay him to breathe. Let's go ahead and go to that clip of Obama.
Well, you notice that he didn't specifically say what exactly he was objecting to. I'm not going to apologize for trying to do something while they're doing nothing.
Even if he gets sued.
You know, the suit is a stunt.
Here he is talking to Stephanopoulos, a literal Clinton crime family operative. And the Clintons run Obama. He's there. They have a word for it. It begins with a B. He is their you know what they call it. It's the name of a female dog. Obama is their B, just like we all are, basically. And the Clintons, El Jefe Clinton and his wife, Clinton's had so many heart attacks and so coked out of his mind on record, and so many rape cases pending in court. He's not really running things. But Hillary, the Clinton crime machine, the files they have, everything they've done is basically in charge of all this. And Obama says, I don't know what Congress is upset about. Okay, let me tell you. You became the head of the UN Security Council, violating Article 1, Section 9. No president ever did that, to be a sitting sworn head of the UN. Totally illegal. You put our military in three separate commands and letters to Congress without authorization over our military. NATO over our military. That's worse than you being a dictator. You said you got your authorization from NATO to do all these different things in Libya, Syria, you name it. Let's just keep going here. You gave billions of dollars to energy companies without congressional approval to your political friends that didn't even build anything. You staged shipping guns into Mexico in your own memos that CBS News got to blame the Second Amendment and the false flag to frame gun owners. You, should I keep going, ordered the Border Patrol to stand down 4 months ago on record and to stop apprehending illegals and instead do their paperwork to make them legal with the former head of the Ford Foundation now heading up the Immigration Department to openly legalize all these people. You openly passed Obamacare, there's 21 taxes, most of them on poor people, to transfer money offshore at double and triple prices. You did not faithfully defend and execute the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. You have openly said if Congress won't do what you want, that's gridlock. No, that's another branch of government not agreeing with you. And that you will act alone whenever you want on guns, you name it, and abandon importation of guns, use the EPA to shut down every bullet manufacturer in the country. The last one closed in January. The last smelters of lead, that is. And now you're trying to block Chinese lead coming in. You, on every front, are butchering the country and involved in a revolution against this republic. And you say you don't know why people are upset. And then he gave a speech in Austin, two speeches in Austin. In both speeches, they were televised. He said, why they won't do anything, I'll act. Remember the first few years? Well, I can't be a dictator. I can't just act alone. In every speech he gave, so they would beg, no, act alone. Act alone. Well, I can't do that. I would give you free everything, but I just can't. Now he's going, no, I'll act alone. I'll act alone. I remember saying years ago on air, you said it as well. All of you out there were freaked out about it, that he was priming the pump. Gee, if I was a dictator, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Remember Bush said that too. You know, but jeepers creepers. And now they're doing it. And now Obama says he will act alone on immigration when it's Congress that makes the immigration laws. It's Congress that coins the money and orders the money and levies the taxes. But he's acting alone on EPA regulations. Coal power plants, on record, put out less carbon dioxide and less water vapor and all the rest of it than gasoline or natural gas. But Obama wants them all banned to jack up your power prices. Because his buddies own the alternative. If shutting off our power without congressional approval isn't an act of a dictator, I don't know what is. And I've told Congress privately, a lot of people I talk to off air, you need to call him a dictator. And they've been doing that. That's good, because when you're faced with tyranny, you got to admit it's tyranny. I'm going to come back, give you the number, get into a ton of other news, and then take your calls. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On this live Sunday, July 13th, 2014, global transmission, we're going to have open phones and a ton of news and audio and video clips throughout the second hour. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. International callers can call country access code 512-646-1776. 512-646-1776, or the toll-free line here in the United States and Canada, 877-789-2539. Wild card line. We don't have one of those, but we should. You gotta love this Deep Purple. I can't deny it. It's not the kill. It's the thrill of the chase. And we're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Knocking at the back door. There's no denying. All right, I'm going to stop it. I should start a radio show where I play annoying music for some people. Hey, what's going on with the World Cup? Germany versus Poland. I'm trying to make all the soccer fans upset that I don't know that it's Germany versus Argentina. What is going on with that right now? Because, you know, our borders are falling. They've changed laws to take our bank accounts. Europe is now following suit, as we said they would last year. when they tested out in Portugal. Deutschland is one, Argentina is zero. You know, England could never defeat the Germans. Of course, I'm Welsh myself, so I'm not anti-Anglophile, but I'm not a Deutschophile as well. I don't worship either group. But England on record had the German question in World War I and World War II. Their answer in World War I to overthrow the Austrian-Hungarian Empire was to kill a bunch of royalty and make them mad to start a war. And in World War II, they just put Hitler in, started funding him 20 years before to take over the country. And it's been declassified. He was basically a British agent. Didn't mean he worked for him. They just helped get him in. Kind of like the West. Britain started this about 114 years ago in 1900 in Saudi Arabia, what's Saudi Arabia today, funding radical Islam. The radical Islam's real, but the West is funding it and using it as a pretext to destabilize the Middle East. And that's actually in the news today. That's coming up in the next hour. But again, toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. All I ask is that if you don't have a good phone, don't call in. It's like my cell phone always sounds terrible when I call in, so I don't usually do that, unless it's an emergency when I got a fill-in host or somebody. So just please have a good phone. If you disagree with me, it's even better. That tends to wake me up a little bit. But we'd love to hear from you out there. Not that I'm not awake. Okay, so calls coming up in the next hour. Here's the big news. He said this a month ago, but he said it again. The story is the top story on Infowars.com and also DrudgeReport.com is where we got it, Weekly Standard. Holder, homegrown violent extremists keep me up at night. And, of course, the Justice Department's own numbers say that the smallest criminal group out there is homegrown extremists. They believe that about one cop gets killed a year. It's been like 14 or something since 2000. And, I mean, honeybees kill 200 and something, wasps 300 and something, deer 200 and something. I mean, it's just, but he just keeps them up at night. And Obama concurs and says extremists with nukes are going to blow up New York City. Should I play the Obama clip for you where he said that he doesn't know who's going to do it, but they're going to blow up New York with a nuke? And then the Pentagon trains to fight the Tea Party. I'm going to explain something to you. The Pentagon doesn't train to fight somebody unless that's their next enemy. So when you see in the Army Times and Stars and Stripes and Forbes and Reuters and AP that they believe gun-owning veteran Tea Party Christians and conservatives and libertarians are going to attack police stations and blow things up, they're going to do it and blame it on us. Okay, any moron could figure that out. You got groups doing nothing, and they say we're going to do all this, and there are a bunch of criminals taking over. How did Hitler attack Poland? He blew up his own military base and blamed it on them. I mean, this is the oldest trick in the book. And you can see it coming from a trillion miles away, boys and girls. So when we open the phones up later, maybe you want to comment on that. Because what is the next move for, I shouldn't call him a bozo, it's his followers that are no bozos. And again, Obama himself is a puppet, but he loves it, and he's the front man. And so we talk about Obama. He's the packaging. He's the paint on the monster truck that's running over us. He's the front man, the figurehead of all this happening. All I know is Homeland Security is a giant stinking fraud from pillar to post. I flew back in for a few weeks ago from a vacation for 6 days, doing some great diving and stuff. In Grand Cayman. And they had a computer there when I flew in, and it out of like hundreds of people put a black X on me and said, search me, put me into immigration control, basically proctology exam. It's a little gift from the globalist. But see, HUMETS involves human intelligence, and so I get up there, and the guy's a listener, and he goes, I can't believe this. And he started cussing. He said, I listened to your show. You've been rebroadcast last week. Or you've had David Knight on the show. He goes, my God. He goes, you ought to see it. He goes, Republican, you know, congressmen come through here and this happens to them. But illegals, we're just told to let them walk right through. Which is in the news this week. The literal illegals with no documentation just fly into Houston. They're just right through. A well-known talk show host with no criminal record. And I was literally slated to be drug off, folks. And just torn through. And he just started cussing and said, this is BS. These computers are taking over. I'm not doing it. Bam, stamps it and sends me through. But see, soon humans will be out of the decision-making process. I mean, knock on wood, I don't think I've had a speeding ticket in about 8 years. 5, 6, 7 years, I don't know. But I couldn't get into the United States. He saw that, and he was like, my kid, I don't believe. He checked me. Yeah, there's nothing here. And the guy just said, and started cussing. He had told me he was a listener to that point. He was professional about his cussing. Under his breath, he's like, I can't believe how screwed up this country is. Because let me tell you something. He started telling me all about it. Until people were getting mad in line about 10 minutes later, just telling me how it's all a fraud and how he has to let people in with no IDs. I mean, what a screwed up country, man. What a screw. And there it is, Breitbart, exclusive. Border Patrol admits TSA allowing illegals to fly without IDs. That is how screwed up this is, folks. Let's play those Holder clips since I mentioned it. We have the one where he says the border's under control. That's like Obama, seeing he knows virtually everything. Let's play that one and then the one where he says he loses sleep at night worried about the Patriots. And of course he does. We know who he is. Of course criminals are up at night worried about people that aren't evil. Here we go.
Yes, the immigration laws are being enforced, though we are faced with an extraordinary situation where thousands of people, young people especially, are fleeing Central America for economic reasons to get away from endemic violence in their countries. The president has put together a proposal to Congress asking for almost $4 billion. We are surging immigration judges to process.
This is how you had to process and legalize them and let them in. This is how dumb they think you are. Give us $3.6 billion and we'll fix it, having the Border Patrol now be a red carpet conveyor belt into the country. And I don't blame the public. You're busy, you're working, you got a life. You know, you hear, there's a crisis on the border. They created it, they advertised it, they made deals with Guatemala. Obama and Biden met with them, it's on record, to make a deal with Mexico that had controlled this border to let unlimited people, including felons. You thought the Cuban boat lift was bad in the 80s? Criminals from Cuba, that was a few hundred thousand. This is millions, folks. And this is only the first wave. It's going to get 100 times worse. And I mean 100 times. It'll be a million a month. It's already filling up the sports stadiums, you name it. And then it'll be this new political class that they control, they exploit. This is the wages of bondage. This is a government that got away with so much. The sky's the limit. Lawlessness. Congressmen can't fly back in the U.S. I can't fly back in. Illegals need no ID. Please don't forget InfoWarsStore.com. Pro-gun t-shirts, anti-socialist t-shirts, incredible high-quality supplements, the best water filters, PrisonPlanet.tv, the nightly news, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Shop with the good guys. Support us financially. We're not funded by taxpayer money like MSNBC and National Public Radio. We need your support. Second hour coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.